Good morning all. On Thursday, Stephen and I were out delivering food in the minibus and when Oasis came on the radio. And that got us talking about the older and younger Gallagher brothers, who in spite of their phenomenal success in the pop charts, hated each other and often got into fights. I think they still do when they meet. They don't actually see much of each other today. I'm sure it's been nothing to do with being Manchester City supporters, of course, you know. But later that day, I was in class and I asked the children what they'd been doing in RE. And as it happened, they'd been doing the story of Cain and Abel, the first two brothers that we know of, which ended badly for both of them. Cain, as you know, the elder brother, was resentful of Abel and killed him. And when God asked Cain where his brother was, he angrily replied, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Clearly, God thought so, thought he was. And coincidentally, I recently came across an extract from a book by a man called Edmund Clowney, which tells the true story of a soldier missing in action during the Vietnam War. And when his family could get no word of him through official channels, his older brother flew to Vietnam and, risking his own life, scoured the area that his brother was last seen in, looking for his lost brother. And he was never hurt, even though he was in enemy country. Apparently, so the story goes, because soldiers of both sides heard of his dedication and so respected his quest. He was known simply by both sides as the brother. And that led me on to the two brothers in today's gospel. In the parable, maybe that's what the elder brother should have thought of doing when he heard what his daft, immature younger brother had done. A true elder brother could have said to his father, "You know, our Jack's made a right fool of himself. He'll probably lose all that you've given him. I'll go and look for him and bring him home before he does himself too much damage." But as we know, such generosity of spirit is not in his armory. He does nothing. And when his self-indulgent, undisciplined and ruined younger brother appears back on the scene, like Cain, the older brother is, to put it mildly, totally resentful of him, and even more so of his father, who welcomes him back with impunity. His self-righteousness creates an unforgiving, judgmental spirit. He cannot, or he will not, pardon his younger brother for the disgrace he's brought on the family and for squandering his wealth. He doesn't even talk to him, but lays into his father for giving a feast to toast the return of his wastrel son. Now, when Jesus told that story, it was because the scribes and Pharisees were complaining about him welcoming sinners and eating with them. So it's not hard to see that they are the elder brother in the story, resenting the fact that a rabbi should be wasting his time on lowlife who do not obey the law and have no integrity, unlike themselves. But the whole point of Christ's mission is to reconcile men to the Father and make of them a new creation. He is the ultimate big brother, looking out for those of us far from perfect who so easily go astray. And making a new creation has a particular relevance today, I think, because we can dwell too much on the mistakes of the past and never move forward. In the first reading, for example, we see that after 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites finally inherit the promised land. The manna dries up, and for the first time, they eat fresh produce from the land that they've moved into. Taste and see that the Lord is good. His promises have been fulfilled. And then the Lord says to Joshua, "Today I have taken the shame of Egypt away from you. So time to forget the past and move on." In our own time, I'm not sure I go along with all this apologizing for what people who are not us did hundreds of years ago, as Prince William did in Jamaica about slavery. Where does it stop, you might say? Should today's citizens of Rome apologize for enslaving us in 55 BC? Certainly, remembering the past is essential for avoiding similar mistakes in the future, but I don't feel we have to apologize for something that we didn't do. That was then, and this is now. It's modern day slavery and trafficking that we should be trying to eradicate. As St. Paul says, "For anyone who is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old creation is gone and the new one is here." St. Paul also says, "We are ambassadors for Christ. It is as though God is appealing through us. And the appeal we make in Christ's name is, be reconciled to God. So the job of an ambassador, as you know, is to represent and further the interests of his country or his sovereign. And our job as ambassadors of Christ then is to give the same message that he gives, that salvation and forgiveness is for everyone without exception. And we do this, or we try to do it anyway, by trying to act in the way that he himself would when dealing with people who may not, at first sight, be the desirable sort of company that we should be keeping. We have to be an elder brother who understands that, in God's eyes, we definitely are our brother's keeper.